with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone.
Welcome back. You listen to the grilling guys. We're talking about using cast iron in your kitchen in the cold rather than on the grill. You can use it on the grill too, but today we're in the kitchen with cast iron. I was a long-time naysayer. Bob introduced me to really using cast iron almost every day. I used to ride him real hard about he would make everything in a Dutch oven until he got me one finally, and then I started using it.
That was a good joke for a long time.
Right, yeah.
I'd say the word, just I'd say the term just to fire you up.
Right, yeah.
Throw his paper down. Oh, Dutch oven again.
Yeah, but you have a daughter-in-law that is a very accomplished baker, and yeah. She gave my wife, much to my belly chagrin, she gave my wife a sourdough starter.
Yep.
And that was at Christmas time. And here we are a month later, and I bet we've had 15 loaves of sourdough bread made in the Dutch oven.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's how you want to do it?
Yeah, and it's wonderful.
Does she put parchment paper under it?
She does.
Yeah.
And all that does is keep it from getting really baked hard on the bottom.
So here's another tip. When you're using your oven, Dutch oven in the oven,
mm-hmm.
if it's a gas oven in particular,
mm-hmm.
don't use the bottom rack.
Right. Right. Because the heat comes from the bottom.
It's a little too much radiant heat. Electric ovens have elements all the way around it. They bake much better. That's why commercial ovens are always electric.
Yeah.
But that's cool. Well, I'll tell Allie that she's doing that.
Neighbors have gotten them because we can't eat it all as much. I mean, she's making one every day or
so.
So
healthy for you.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So. So one thing we didn't touch on in the second segment that I'm a big fan of, and that's doing chicken in a Dutch oven.
Whole chickens?
Or whatever. But a whole chicken works nicely because it's easier for you. This isn't supposed to be, you know, prep-a-mania. It's supposed to be just a nice meal that is simple. But here's the other part. When you get done doing a chicken in a Dutch oven and you pull it out, it is photogenic.
Yeah.
It just says, eat me.
Right. That skin crisps up in there, even though there's moisture. And that's the other reason why it's so good is that you are sealing that moisture in there and they don't dry out.
And what does that loaf of sourdough look like when she pulls it out?
Delectable.
Inviting.
I mean, yeah. And
does she use the knife and make the little designs?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They're just amazing now.
Right. Yeah. And she's gotten real creative with that too. Deeper cuts and shallower cuts. And yeah, she's really enjoying playing with it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Super good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, don't forget the chicken. I guess one of the things this time of year, if I'm inside using cast iron and I'm digging through my freezer, I know I'm going to find some skirt steaks or flank steaks.
Yep.
And those are really wonderful. If you have, this is like a lodge commercial and they should be sending us some more equipment. But if you have like the big 22 inch, didn't I get you one of those?
Yeah.
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 I love mine.
Almost too big to go in the oven. It just goes in.
Barely.
Yeah.
But I use mine on my stovetop.
Yep.
And that is so big that if you're going to do something fast like a steak, and with a skirt steak, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to run that flame up pretty high because it's a big pan and you want that flame to spread out. But also, I'm just going to flash that thing a couple times.
Yep.
I'm not going to really cook it. It's going to be medium rare when I pull it off. And I put it on a cutting board and cover it and let it just settle down because my mouth's watering. I love flank steak and skirt steak. But when you cut it, on a 45 against the grain, and then you take your big spatula and set it on the platter, and it sort of fillets out.
It's like a deck of cards if you were taking and spreading out a deck of cards,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks beautiful.
It's really tasty.
It's so inviting.
Yeah, the flank steak and the skirt steak are very, very flavorful cuts.
Skirt's probably my favorite.
But you've got to not overcook it. First of all, but you want it hot, that skillet almost as hot as you can get it, because you just want to put a crust on either side of it, because if you go much past medium rare, it starts to get a little tough.
And it's a little tricky to temp probe because it's so thin.
Right.
You can run that thermal pen probe right through it.
Right.
And again, a little aside, I don't know if you're doing this yet or not, but you know, I used to talk about tahini all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That is the perfect spice, T-A-J-I-N.
Right.
You'll find it in the spice rack. And if you have a Mexican market around you, go check them out because there's a lot of other brands. That's just the big national. But there's something, it's got citrus and peppers and salt, and it's just perfect. And
right.
If you're going to do a skirt steak, you're probably doing fajitas or tacos.
Right.
It's gonna get you set up for success.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you've got that big pan out. You can cool your temp down, and you can start throwing your tortillas on.
Right.
And just flash them real quick.
And nothing better to just put a little bit of Old World Olive Company has a lime olive oil. And I just put a little bit of that in a bowl and brush it on the tortilla and put it in that hot skillet. Now I use flour. I'm not a big corn guy. I'm a flour tortilla guy. And what happens is they blister a little bit. You know, they'll almost separate with that outside really thin layer, and they'll blister up and they'll brown.
Well, tell your wife
they're so
she
good.
Can actually make flour tortillas with that same sourdough recipe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what we have in our house all the time.
Wow.
But I'm a corn tortilla guy.
Yeah?
I'm not a flour tortilla guy at all.
Okay.
Especially if it's like enchiladas or anything like that.
Yeah.
Got to be corn.
Okay.
Got to be.
Yep. I'm a flour guy. I prefer the flour, but either way, they're good if you heat them up a little bit in the skillet and you have it going anyway. And there might even be a little bit of juices or a little bit of flavor from that skirt steak left in there. If that gets on your tortilla, all the better.
Do you remember when we had the Venezuelan guys on? The one was from Oregon. The other one was from Columbus or somewhere.
Neither one of them from Venezuela?
Well, they were both from Venezuela, but they were Americans now.
Okay.
And I got really deep down the path on the chimichurri.
Okay.
That is a fantastic marinade, but it's also something you can hyper blend with your immersion blender, and you can take a little piece of it before you use it for a marinade, and you can whip it down really fine and then add cremo to it.
What's in chimichurri? Just real quick.
Oh, it's parsley and cilantro and vinegar and sea salt. And pepper.
And tomatoes.
And
No tomatoes?
And I think it's got a little wine vinegar in it, maybe, or white vinegar.
Okay. But largely peppers and
it's largely cilantro. Parsley and cilantro.
Okay.
And some oil and vinegar. And it's really simple. Check. You can go to thegrillingguys.com. We've got a few recipes on there. And if you are on thegrillingguys.com, go to the right-hand side. You'll see all of our sponsors. Click on their links. I just got another ad from ThermoWorks, ThermoPen. They've got crazy sales going on right now because I'm sure the numbers are down this time of year. Good time to buy them.
Right.
They're like 30%, 40% off. And click on the link. If you happen to buy some equipment from them, you know, we might get a couple bucks, and it helps keep the show on the air.
Yeah.
And same thing with MyPillow. If you know, they've got wonderful slippers. Don't you have a pair?
I do.
Yeah.
Are they warm? And maybe other people in my family have them too. I like them so much. I bought them for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got the pillow topper. We got all the pillows, and I just love that product. It's American made.
Right. Yep. Up in Minnesota.
Yep.
Where they know how to make things warm and comfy.
Yes.
Right.
Good point.
Yep.
So the thing about this Mexican style cooking on Cast is, number one, the few Mexican chefs I know very well, and I meet more all the time because I just love that food profile. They're all cooking on Cast, either a grill cooktop or cast iron.
Griddle, yeah.
That's what they do. So if you get that big 22-inch out and you do your skirt steak, you can do your onions. Matter of fact, I might saute my onions before I even do the skirt steak.
Get a little flavor in there.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And get some oil on there. And then pull the skirt steak off, a little more oil, start throwing your tortillas down, get them whacked out real quick. You got to watch your temperature on the tortillas.
Yep.
It's going to take a lesser heat because it's a little more susceptible to blackening. But that whole thing can be done right there. And then you do the chimichurri and you add some cremo, C-R-E-A-M-O.
Right.
And
good stuff. Makes for a great meal.
That's that lime.
And all in one big skillet.
That's that light green thing you see in Mexican restaurants that looks like a green mayo.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's way better.
Way better. Yeah, but doing that all in one pan on the stovetop is it's just cool to clean
it's
up.
It's art.
All right, coming up next, it's stew season. I love me some stew. We're going to talk about that, too. Stick with us. It'll stick to your ribs, too. We'll be back.